There's no turning back now. It's just a matter of time. Jimmy Kimmel is determined to force the Walt Disney Company to fire him. At least, that's how we see it, and so many others. Jimmy Kimmel aiming to become a martyr and making joke after joke that goes so far, so beyond the pale, that Disney will finally be forced to kick him to the curb. How long will it take? Only time will tell. But today, we'll explain why Jimmy wants the pink slip more than ever before. Hello folks, hello friends, welcome back yet again to the channel that continues to bring you the news, keeping you ahead of the culture curve, and explaining what's really going on in the hallowed halls of Hollyweird. We understand them better than they understand themselves, and trust me folks, we get the half-brained motivations of Jimmy Kimmel with ease. As we dive in, please click that like button, and let's dive in. Jimmy Kimmel is back in the news, this time on Newsbreak. Jimmy Kimmel, how long until the breakup with Disney happens? And you gotta love when they do this sort of thing with Giuliani, where they treat him that way, where they take, you know, the awkward photo that all of us do, and they do that to America's mayor. Whatever you think of Rudy Giuliani and his politics, folks, he led New York through 9/11. He's owed, you know, at least a little bit of respect. I would say more than a little bit of respect. I don't agree with everything that Giuliani does, but my gosh, people. He's a historic figure. Jimmy Kimmel is now laughing at MAGA for trying to pin the Rudy Giuliani hospitalization on him. Of course, nobody's actually doing that. People are saying, hey, Jimmy, it's time for you to stop making death jokes about older people. It's weird. It's bizarre. And you know, and we know, it will eventually come true just by the facts of statistics. If you make death jokes about older people, eventually one of them's going to land right when somebody hits the can. Jimmy Kimmel mocked MAGA media figures on his Monday, May 4th show for suggesting he had inside knowledge or was responsible for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's recent hospitalization. All of these strawman arguments, none of these are real. The controversy began after the Jimmy Kimmel show host made a joke on April 28th saying Giuliani rose from the grave to record a podcast to jab at the former mayor's age and a long-running joke by Kimmel that Giuliani is a vampire. When Giuliani was hospitalized with severe pneumonia just days later on May 3rd, and was, by the way, put into critical condition status, and I believe in the ICU, conservative commentators and a Newsmax panel criticized the timing as abhorrent and questioned if Kimmel knew about the illness beforehand, which I think is fair to ask. Did he know that Giuliani was ill? I don't know. This comes as a feud between Kimmel and the MAGA network. Really? There's a feud between Kimmel and Newsmax? I didn't even know this. I follow this kind of stuff. Who knew? Escalated into a high-profile clash in early 2026, involving accusations of propaganda, calls for federal intervention, and a heated exchange of the role of late-night satire. We're not going to play. Do we have to play? All right, we'll play it.
So last night, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, rose from the grave to weigh in on the ongoing drama involving me.
Folks, we can't play it anyway because, and we've shown this before, the things that Kimmel says after that are actually far more offensive. He talks about Rudy Giuliani and plastic phallic objects. If you don't know what that is, go check out the thesaurus and see what it says. But Jimmy Kimmel makes all kinds of lewd, crude, and vile jokes about America's mayor. And it's just too much. It doesn't matter if you disagree with the politics. It's just too much. When speaking about the Giuliani news, the comedian accurately quipped, "When I read this, I said, I wonder if they'll try to blame this on me." And then sure enough, he continued, "One of these podcast bozos points to a joke I made about Rudy on Thursday about him being a vampire, and then suggests I might actually have some inside knowledge of what's going on in Trump Town there." After a Newsmax panelist claimed he was operating under the guise of comedy, which he may have been saying the guise of comedy, of course, maybe with an accent, Kimmel performed a bit standing under a literal giant sheet of gauze held by stagehands. You know what? I think that'll do. I think that's plenty on the story. Culture, I'll go to you first on this one. I think Jimmy Kimmel is trying to be fired. I think he wants to be fired. I think it's good for his career to be fired because then he's a martyr and he goes to CNN or MS Now, or he goes to somewhere else that wants to pay him big time. And he's seen as, you know, a real cause, a beacon fighting for the, not the right, but for the left. And I think he's going to leave Disney with no option. I think this is going to continue to get worse and worse. And instead of comedy, every night's going to be, hey, you made a death joke about an elderly person. Attack them even more for the critics who come at you. And that's not funny. And this is what Disney is stuck with this man.
Well, and I think, adding a little additional context, that Colbert was actually encouraged to go more political the last several years, which is what led to his downfall as well. I think that Kimmel's only way to get headlines or attention is to do these extreme things. It's why we also have a rise in nuisance streamers, which I'm tired of. It's like if you are counter to existing cultural norms.
Does that make Kimmel nuisance late night?
Yeah, he's a nuisance streamer at this point. Yeah,
I agree.
When I write my book on the history of late night, it's going to go from Tommy Newsom to Jimmy Nuisance.
There you go. Perfectly done. My goodness. Lou, you're a genius. Speaking of
urologist, has an annoying patient. I also think they are a nuisance streamer as well.
Yes. Yeah, no, indeed. And look, I
put that bad joke in there.
It was fine. I don't think it was that bad, but I do think this show's bad. And Jimmy's not been funny for a long time. I can't wait for Wizard's take on this, because I really feel like Kimmel was going to be just a placeholder in this last year of his contract. We get rid of Colbert on like May 21st, but we have a whole nother year of this numbskull.
Well, here's the thing, Wiz. I think this is going to keep escalating. I don't think we're anywhere close to as bad as Kimmel can get. And he's already so indecent that we can't play the clips on the channel. Like, he's so bad on network TV, he's beyond what we're allowed to play on YouTube.
Incendiary is the word that came to mind when we were talking about the Rudy thing, which he is. What he says is incendiary. But I look at this Kimmel thing in two ways. Either he's smart and he knows what he's doing, or he's an idiot and he's so making him so arrogant that it'll be his downfall.
Let's put the baby. What if he's an idiot and his wife is the genius who knows what she's doing?
Well, then this is the best way forward. If late night is fading out just naturally, and they refuse to acknowledge, just like we know with the Disney company, they refuse to acknowledge that there's a possibility of them being wrong. They're morally virtuous. They're smarter than you. They know better than you. They know what you need to do, how you need to live your life. Okay. Well, if late night is fading out and they've recognized that late night's fading out, but they still think that they're correct, then the best way for him to leave is to be fired in the biggest explosion possible. Because in today's social media age, going out in a big explosion of fire, it would be like Jimmy Kimmel walking away from an explosion and not looking at it. Like, cool guys don't look at explosions kind of thing. And it would springboard his career what he believes could springboard his career into new levels. I have to think that that's what they're doing, because otherwise this makes no sense. If I was Jimmy and I looked at the ratings of the show and I saw that no one is watching me and I'm making all of this, these are things this would keep me up at night. I wouldn't be able to sleep knowing how much I'm failing. I don't like failing. When I know something's not working, I change it personally. You know, maybe it's just me. Maybe that's a lost virtue, right? But if I'm Jimmy Kimmel and I see the ratings are this bad on my show and I'm making all this money and I have factual proof, it's not feelings, it's facts now, that the company is burning millions of dollars on me, that keeps me up at night. So the only thing Jimmy can do is probably, if I'm him, go out big, get fired, and turn into the ultimate political martyr.
Yep, that's it. And Lou, to Wiz's point, neither Colbert or Kimmel are number one in late night.
No.
But they are listed often as being number one and number two for 11:35 p.m. Every time, if I'm Kimmel, if we have to stoop that specific to get me into the number two spot, number two in 11:35 p.m., man, that would hurt my ego. I just couldn't stand it if I was Kimmel to be second at 11:35.
You guys, you and Wiz, you suffer from a terrible, awful, outmoded disease called integrity.
And logic.
I thought you were going to say hope.
this guy, when you say he's sitting around making all this money and he realizes he's failing, no, he isn't failing. He's making all this money. That's the only way. Tell me I'm a failure as I sit in my multi-zillion dollar home in Southern California and the world talks about me every time I fart,
talk about the money for a minute, though, Lou. So he's going to enter into his next contract. He does whatever it is that's it. It's not technically against the rules because it's political, but it crosses the line enough. Disney has to fire him. He gets to keep all the contract money, and then he's playing to get the next
big deal. And his wife will keep her contract money, and I'm sure several other favored nations execs or writers or whatever will get paid.
So does he get the most money if he gets fired or something?
He gets the money anyway. It's a question, does he have to work for it?
No. I mean, the next spot that he goes to, does he position himself to make more money if he's fired as a martyr?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Well, there's the answer then.
Sure.
Rock meet hard place, Disney. You're stuck. This guy is going to find a way to get fired.
Yeah.
All right.
Disney's only sensible choice is to say, we should stop shooting ourselves in the foot and let somebody else take over.
Right. Lou, you've
also been emboldened.
All the rest of us, we like to talk about it. We like to know about it. But you have been at the highest levels. So, Lou, I know, Mr. Humility. Lou, if you were advising Disney, as you have done with other companies, if you were advising Disney what to do over the next year with Kimmel, what do you do?
Well, you certainly get him off ABC if you care about ABC. If you don't, if you're secretly looking to sell it,
well, that's culture.
That's another story. But see, if you're going to sell ABC, you still got to get rid of him first. Just like, as I said, when Barry Weiss took over CBS, they got rid of the 60 Minutes idiots first. She didn't want to be the one who pulled the trigger on that.
Yeah, I guess the movie, let me tell you.
Yeah, so you know, but if you're Disney, you like you say, you stick him on Hulu and forget about it. And he probably quits before because he doesn't want to do it. He makes some kind of a deal to compromise on the money to walk away and be free to do something else.
All right. The amazing thing here is we're in a situation where Disney has every interest in the world in not having Kimmel do crazy things. And Kimmel has every interest in the world in doing crazy things to the point that Disney will have to divorce this relationship. So,
well, see, and that's Jimmy's trump card. If they come and say, look, you can't, please, you've got to get it. And he says, so fire me.
Right. Fire me.
So fire me.
I get my money and I get more money on the way.
And yet again, folks, we have come to the end. But what a video it has been, and we hope you agree. Folks, if you had a good time with us, consider clicking that like button, share, subscribe, click it, stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell, and drop a comment right on down below. We care about your thoughts. Folks, we also want to invite you to partake in thatparkplace.com. Of course, www. You get the idea. Thatparkplace.com. It is the website telling the truth, and it is a rising star across the web for pop culture news coverage and analysis. Go over there and bookmark it today. Folks, we're bookmarking you as a great guest that we appreciate. Until the next time we have the honor of spending time with you, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, folks, you better believe it, keep having fun.